We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. You know, guys and dolls, if ever there was a horizontal champ, it was my buddy Red when he was in the fight game. And for him, it was a game. Like everything else in life. That's when we first met, me and Red, when he was a fighter. Fighter? That's a laugh. If he drew blood on the other guy, he was the one who passed out. But the trouble with Red today is that every now and so often, he starts persuading himself that being a cabbie ain't no life. Yeah, I mean with him, it don't really matter what sort of a job he has. Red's one of them guys that life is always ready to take a poke at. But he starts thinking about the old days when he was in the punch factory. And like all of us, I suppose, he suddenly starts thinking about the old days through rose-colored glasses. Yeah, he gets the urge to start living again. He is nattering me about this 1 a.m. as we are sitting in my cab down on the rank.
A cabbie, I ask you, a cabbie. Whoever heard of a famous cabbie? There ain't no such thing. Nobody knows cabbies. You ever hear of anyone who wrote a book about cabbies I've known and loved? I mean, have you? This ain't a living. Call us a living. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, whatever you was asking.
You wasn't listening. Again, you wasn't listening. When are you gonna stop not listening to me?
Come again?
When are you not gonna stop listening to me? I mean, listening to me, stop. I mean, stop me. Skip it.
Okay.
You see, you ain't interested. Not from nothing you ain't interested. I could have made a wild smattering uncovery. And what would you care?
I care.
About what?
Listen, don't come with them trick questions. You has got my attention. Now make the most of it, because I don't know how long it's gonna last.
Great. Just great. My pal. My buddy. My friend. My...
Pal?
I said that.
What is it you want to say? I mean, like, say it. Don't beat around the you-know-what.
I am sick and tired of being a cabbie, that's what.
Oh, no, not again.
What do you mean, not again?
La, look, like you has had this feeling before.
So? Is that a crime now?
Okay, forget I mentioned it.
I mean, every
it.
Night I get the feeling I'm sleepy.
All right, already.
3 times a day I get the feeling I'm hungry.
Fine.
Usually after meals. Is that a crime? Is there something in the book of rules that says you're only allowed to have a feeling
okay,
once?
Okay. So it's all right to have the feeling again. But I am sure you will understand when I am not too keen to go through that same routine again.
What routine?
Well, whenever you decide life is passing you by.
That's it. You hit the white right on the nail.
I usually ends up getting you out of the trouble you wouldn't have got in the first place if you hadn't started feeling that you should be something else in life except a cabbie.
Don't confuse me. You see, the point is this. When a guy is given a great talent, it is his duty to use it.
Well, of course. You! A great talent!
Go ahead, laugh. They laughed at Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
They laughed at Edison. Yeah, if those guys had listened to the guys who was laughing at them, they'd never have become great singers.
Singers?
Yeah.
Christopher Columbus discovered America, and Edison invented the phonograph.
Aha! You see, they even found time for little things like that.
Oh, boy. Do I get it from this? Now, correct me if I is wrong. Do I get the expression that you fancies yourself as a great singing talent?
Yeah.
You means like Tom Jones and Frankie Sinatra?
And Engelbert Pumpernickel.
Oh, boy.
Something wrong?
No, except maybe that you lacks just one thing that these other guys has got.
What is that?
A voice.
So, did I say I was perfect? Big acorns grow from little trees. You see, up to now, I has been singing other people's songs. I mean, Al Jolson sang April Showers.
Yeah, I know, but he knew all the words.
You see, already he had a head start. But that's where I has made my mistake in my attack on the world of entertainment. From now on, I will only sing the hits from the Kowalski songbook. Let other people sing. Every baby loves my body.
Ah, you mean everybody loves my baby.
Let Frankie sing. Dangers in the night.
Strangers.
I'm going to start a new movement.
Yeah? You leaving town?
Very funny. No, I am gonna sing people music.
People music?
People music.
What for crying in a bucket is people music?
You heard the pop music?
Uh-huh.
You heard the folk music?
Yeah.
This is a cross between the two. This new thing, people music.
Yeah, yeah, you heard people music yet. I got away from that lot as quick as I could. But when Kowalski gets a bone between his teeth, well, he's almost as bad as my broad Myrtle, who, by the way, comes to on the blower shortly after Kowalski has left for parts unknown.
Calling Cat-Tie Chain, calling Cat-Tie Chain, coming, Chuck.
Hello, gorgeous.
What have you been up to?
Me? Nothing, why?
When you starts with the gorgeous bit, I know.
Myrtle, you has got a suspected mind.
You ain't gonna try and wriggle out of our date, are you? If so, forget it. I has booked the seats already.
Ah.
Oh, what?
No, nothing, except I thought maybe you'd like to see the baseball game tonight.
Next.
You can't blame a guy for trying.
We is going to the movies. They is showing Madam X.
Look, we have seen that.
So?
3 times we have seen it.
And we is going to see it again.
Okay, okay. Gee, Madam X. They should make a sequel, Madam Y. And I bet no one would know the answer.
What answer?
Why?
Pick me up at 7:30, okay?
Yeah, yeah, sure. On the dock. I'll be there.
You will if you knows what's good for you.
You know, sometimes I gets the feeling that Myrtle is trying to wear the pants in this twosome. Anyways, meanwhile, Kowalski has taken it into his little Chinese mind to go and see an agent. Yeah, a theatrical agent, yet.
Good day. Or otherwise, how do you do?
What do you want? I'm a busy man. Time is money.
You are a Mr. Mendel of Mendel and Son, theatrical agents?
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I enjoyed your record.
What record?
Mendel and Son's Spring Song.
You a comic? I got enough on my books.
No, I am a singer, a people singer.
Singers I got too many.
Not people singers.
What's a people singer, for Pete's sake?
A cross between a pop singer and a folk singer.
A cross between a pop singer and a folk singer could be a flop singer, and flops I got enough of. You got to come up with something new in this business. Now, for instance, if you had come in here and flown around the room, that would have been something new.
Fly around the room?
Yeah.
What's new about imitating birds?
You sure you ain't a comic?
Wait till you hear me sing.
I'm listening.
Okay. Now, for my signature song, since I am a people singer, I thought I would sing this. People. People who eat people are the hungriest people in the wild.
Are you for real?
Then for an encore, I could do my Noel Coward impersonation. I'm a Noel Coward hand, farm the Rio Grande.
If Ziegfeld was alive today, he'd turn in his grave.
Then I would finish off with the very first original, genuine people song from a people singer.
This I gotta hear.
Embrace me, my sweet, embraceable people. Embrace me, my irreplaceable people. Just one look at you, my heart grew. People in me, you and you alone, bring out the people in me. I love all the many people about you. Above all, I want my people about you. Don't be a naughty people. Come to people, come to people, do. My sweet and peopleable people. Good evening, people. Well, how does it grab you?
Are you for real?
What do you mean for real? Did you like my people singing or didn't you?
Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll book you for a tryout.
You will?
I will.
For real?
For real.
Oh.
Miss Peabody, Miss Peabody, come in here, please. I think this guy fainted.
Which, if you knows Red, ain't nothing unusual. Well, he comes round and he leaves the office in a daze. And as soon as he's gone, Mr. Mendel puts to a phone call.
Hello? Bijou Theater? Let me speak to the manager, please. Oh, hello, Homer. Mendel here. No, great. How's the wife? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, mine's fine, too. Listen, you got a talent show going tonight, ain't you? Yeah. Yeah, well, I want you to do me a favor. I want to try a guy out. Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to describe. No, listen, he sings for real. Yeah, he's dead serious. That's what makes him funny, I think. Look, this guy could be the biggest thing since Mrs. Miller and Tiny Tim. I don't know. I want to see how he goes down. Yeah. Yeah, he'll be there tonight. His name is Kowalski. Yeah, imagine that in lights. He's a people singer. Yeah. Well, wait till tonight. Let me know what you think. Yeah. Bye. I must be going the sugar. A people singer yet. Still in this business, who knows?
Guys and dolls, like the man says, in show business, you never knows. But Kowalski... he knows. Oh, yeah, he knows. He comes busting into the apartment at 5 o'clock like he was storming the bassinet.
We'll move out of this dump. That's what we'll do. I'll have to move to the West Coast. That's where it's all happening. Las Vegas, I can do. San Francisco, Chicago. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling people.
What's with you?
It finally happened. I knew it. It's blown a fuse.
You may laugh and you may scorn. That's the price of fame. Jealousy. But we stars learn to live with it. I gotta change my name, that's for sure. Red Kowalski don't sound like a people singer.
Oh, is that what it's all about?
Would somebody tell me what it's all about?
I am the starter of a new craze.
Craze? That I can believe.
I makes my debut tonight as a people singer.
A what?
You heard right, honey. A people singer. It's halfway between a pop and a folk singer.
Now I just hate everything.
What to call myself? That is the question. What goes with Red?
How about Sails in the Sunset?
Huh?
Yeah. Red Sails in the Sunset.
Hey, that's great. I call myself Red Sails. What? Yeah, and I'll dress in a pink suit. Red Sails in the Sunset. Yeah.
Did I hear you say you was making your first appearance tonight?
Well, you could put it that way. My agent booked me.
The way you has been carrying on, you was lucky the cops didn't book you.
Where?
At that big downtown theater, the Bijou.
Oh, no.
Hard to believe, huh?
What gives with this big downtown theater business? The Bijou is a movie house. It is showing Madam X tonight. That is where Chuck and me's going. I bought the tickets already. Look!
Well, maybe they's taken off Madam X and put me on instead.
I'll sue them!
Wait a minute. Let's look in the paper. Yeah, here we are, Bijou Theater, tonight, Madam X.
See?
Gee.
Plus grand talent competition.
See?
Gee!
So what's the big deal? You was in a talent contest.
It's a tryout is all. My, agent booked me tonight to be there. This will be my impersonation into show business.
Now, you means your initiation.
No, that's when they kill somebody.
That's assassination.
That's when you makes up your mind.
That's determination.
That's when he sticks the needle in you.
That's vaccination.
No, that's where you're going.
That's destination.
That's when you take somebody off.
That's impersonation.
That's what I said. Tonight, I will make my impersonation into show business.
Gets the feeling that without too much trouble, I could have persuaded Myrtle to go to the baseball game after all, once she realizes that Kowalski is going to be on the stage at the movie house that night. But I couldn't do that to the poor jerk. He is so excited, you would have thought it was New Year's. Well, I runs Myrtle back to her apartment to get ready, and then I gets back to Alice, and I has to put up with a temperance bid. Kowalski is throwing a temperance all over the apartment. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine Kowalski letting a chance like that pass by?
All us great performers get nervous, like it's all part of the game. I think I'll have a drink.
Oh, no, you won't. I remember one other little occasion when you got yourself a part in a play on Broadway, remember?
So?
So you got so stoned I had to spend hours getting you right. And in the end, you still didn't go on. I had to go on in your place. And a people singer I am not. No, you ain't having no drink.
Okay, okay. La 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 la. Me, 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 me. You, 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 you. Us, 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 us.
All right, now knock it off.
A guy's got to practice.
With you, it don't make no difference.
Hey, I just remembered. What? I got to get me a pink suit. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I want a suit.
Size?
Pink.
Huh?
A pink suit. I want a pink suit.
A pink suit?
A pink suit.
I might have known. First guy comes into place the whole day and he's nuts. Good night.
What do you mean?
I mean, I ain't got a pink suit. They do not make pink suits. There is what you might call a limited demand for pink suits.
Oh.
Good night.
Wait a minute. Listen, I got to get something. You see, I want it for the stage.
I don't care if you wanted it for a Red Indian Old Home Week. I ain't got a pink suit.
What do you suggest?
I suggest you try another color.
No, it's got to be pink. And what do you got in pink?
Well, I got pink ties.
Yeah.
I got pink socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Pink shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. I'll take one of each.
You going to go on stage just like that? Socks and shirt?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
The tie. Don't forget the tie.
Maybe I am old-fashioned. Could be I don't keep up with the latest trends. Maybe I am wrong, but don't it strike you there is a little something missing in that ensemble?
Like what?
Like pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I suppose she's got a point. You think they'd notice?
I think it is just possible.
Gee, so near and yet so far. What can I do? You ain't got pink slacks?
Tell you what I have got. I got a pair of them old-fashioned long underpants. They is red. Well, they was red, but I had them so long they faded to a delicate shade of pink. You want to try them?
No, no, I ain't got time. I'll take them. And the shirt and the socks and the tie.
I am just getting ready to leave to collect Myrtle when Kowalski comes bursting in again with a parcel under his arm. He dashes through to the bedroom. Then he starts shouting to me from inside.
Just hang on a couple of minutes. I want you to see my costume for the night.
Well, come on, hurry it up. I gotta go collect Myrtle.
Hey, it ain't that late, is it?
Yeah, it is that late.
Well, I am ready. Here I come. Ta-da!
Well, what do you think?
I think you forgot your pants.
I did not. Didn't you notice I'm wearing long pink underpants?
I couldn't help but notice.
Well, they is instead of pants, on account I couldn't get pink pants.
You gonna go on the stage looking like that?
It'll knock them out, huh, Chuck?
Very likely, very likely. What has you done to your face?
I am made up. Pink grease paint.
It sure is pink.
Well, what do you think?
Like I said, it sure is pink.
So you like it, huh?
It sure is pink. All over. Makes your hands look a bit white, though.
Oh, make them up, too.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I gotta be going to collect Myrtle, otherwise we're gonna miss the act. I wouldn't want to do that. See you later. Good luck, Red Baby. We'll be rooting for you.
Gee, thanks, Chuck. I'd better get going so I can go over the music with the pianist.
Well, I want to tell you, I am stunned. But stunned. I don't want to tell the big jerk that he looks like a pink exclamation point. One thing I will say, that audience won't be able to ignore him. Not in that get-up. I collect Myrtle and we get over to the Bijou Theater, which I want to tell you, ain't hardly a Broadway joint. In fact, it is a dump. Yeah, I must have been standing there since about 1910. And I figures not only haven't they done anything to the paintwork since then, but it is highly unlikely that they has even swept the joint since then. Myrtle and me goes and sits down inside and the show starts. Meanwhile, The Pink People singer is in the dressing room having a word with Mr. Mendel, his agent, who is there to watch the tryout.
Nervous? Me nervous? What is there to be nervous about? I have this great talent. See, I gotta give it a chance.
Yeah. Sure. You been over the stuff with your pianist?
Well, I'm gonna have to do without a pianist.
Without a pianist?
Yeah. See, I ain't got it written down. But when I tried singing it with him, he kept going out of tune. I don't want to sound ridiculous.
Oh, no.
So I'll sing it without him. How'd you like my makeup?
Sure as pink.
And the clothes?
Like I say, pink.
Gee, thanks.
Are you gonna play this for laughs, then?
Certainly not. What gave you that idea? You see, the message of the people singer is that we is all people. And other people will recognize my voice as the voice of the people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta get in front. You're on in 10 minutes. Don't be late.
Late? Huh. I can't wait.
Well, guys and dolls, me and Michael sat through the usual corny comic, the usual singing sisters, and the usual drunk juggler. Mind you, he went down big on account of he was juggling with rolling pins, and he mistimed it, and he caught one right on top of the head. Well, that stopped the act rather sudden-like, but they carried him off to big applause. Then it was Red's turn.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on this or any stage, the first of the people singers, here he is, in the sunset, Red Sails!
I find it hard on account of that pink blinds you.
Thank you. Thank you for your tumultuous applause. I would like to start by starting. By singing. A song. Yeah, a song.
Why don't he get on with it?
There are people and people, but most of all there are people. People come in all different sizes. There are fat people, thin people, tall people, short people. But the best of all is people. People me upon your knee, with tea for people and people for tea. People! What is it that the world is full of? People. What is it that people keeps meeting every day? People. What is it that rhymes with steeple? People. That's why I say the greatest thing in life today is people. P for people, E for eple, P for pla, L for o, E for Put them all together, they smell people, and that's what it's all about, yeah. Good evening, people. And now, for my next number, in response to your tumultuous applause, I would like to sing for you a little sing. Song. I would like to sing for you.
That audience was stunned. I mean, like they didn't cotton onto this lot at all. Nah, Red was doing it for real. With all the old Al Jolson bits like going down on a knee and stretching out his hands, they didn't know whether he was for real or for laughs. Then suddenly, halfway through the next song, they decided he was for laughs. And did they laugh? I ain't never seen nothing like it. Red brought that house down. He was the funniest thing I has ever seen, yeah. That audience wouldn't let him go. He sang one song after another. Not that any of them made any sense or he had any tune much, but they lapped it up. In the finish, he got off. But it was obvious who'd won the talent competition. It was a walkover for Red Sails. Me and Myrtle went round to his dressing room. Hey, you was great.
That was the funniest thing I'd ever heard.
Red boy, they loved you.
You was a smash.
They laughed at me.
So?
So they wasn't supposed to.
Not supposed to? Are you kidding?
Listen, lady, you try and talk sense to this guy, will you?
Who are you?
My name is Mendel. I'm his agent. He could be the greatest thing in show business. They loved him.
They laughed.
So?
So that is the end of my career as a people singer. They're supposed to get the message. not less.
So what do you care? You can make a stack of dough.
By being laughed at? No, thank you. What do you think I am? A chameleon?
Chameleon, comedian!
Who cares? I was serious out there. I was singing my heart out, and they laughed. If that is show business, keep it. I demands to be released from our agreement without a stain on my contract.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I ain't gonna stand there and have people laugh at me. I'd rather be a cabbie.
How about that, Guys and Dolls?
The big lad didn't want to know. He was for real.
Yeah.
So that was the end of Red Sails. But that's human nature, ain't it? We always watch what we ain't got. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Hey, ain't it great to be a cabbie? I mean, nobody laughs at you. I don't want never to be nothing else. Never, ever, never, ever.
No, that's good. So maybe I can get a little peace for a week or two. Well, that's about it. So long, Guys and Dolls. Drive carefully. And hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.